Why don't we call the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee meeting to order, it's January 23rd, 1:35 in Betty Ferencamp's room, and we're meeting today here, Executive Order 93, formally transferring the Alaska Regional Economic Assistance Program from the Department of Commerce to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, and Executive Order 94, formally transferring the functions of the Division of International Trade to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. For the record, the senators present are Senators Torgerson, Kelly, and Duncan. Is Commissioner Hensley online? Willie, are you out there somewhere in the airwaves? Who do we have online?
Currently we have Wayne Allen.
Okay, let the record show that Senator Salo is present. Then who do we want to start off with here in Anchorage? When Commissioner Hensley gets on, would you let us know so we can get him in and out? Who wanted to start off in Executive Order 93? Lamar?
The record, I'm Lamar Cotton, Deputy Commissioner for Community and Regional Affairs. Got a couple brief comments about Executive Order 93. As most of you are aware, the ARDER program has been in commerce since its inception, I believe, in 87. The Department of Commerce, Community and Regional Affairs, over the last 9 months, has gone through an exercise to review where there is a, both perception and real overlap of responsibilities, particularly in the area of rural economic development. One of the results or one of the conclusions of that exercise was the fact that they thought both the Commerce and Community Regional Affairs felt like the fact that Community Regional Affairs has a stronger outreach in rural Alaska and in some ways because distance and staffing is a more appropriate entity to have the to manage and administer the ARDER program as opposed to Commerce. And so this executive order reflects that decision by the administration. Not sure what else I can tell you. We're not suggesting any. The only other thing I would say that is the budget for administration last year in Commerce, I think, was $250,000 in the DCRA. And plan to use again more field staff working with the ARDER organizations, particularly in rural Alaska. Some of your larger ARDER organizations, it's of our opinion, have relied on the state probably less than those in rural Alaska. And the fact that we have a Fairbanks office, Bethel, Nome, Kotzebue, Dillingham office, we feel like it can be better integrated than the other activities we do out there.
So. Okay, would the record please indicate that Senator Miller has joined us, that we now have a full committee. Are there any questions? Mr. Pat. Okay, thank you, Lamar. If you could stay around, please. Have we received anybody else come online?
No, sir.
Who was going to testify in Executive Order 94?
What's that do?
It was going to be Commissioner Hensley. And do we know the status of Commissioner Hensley? Len Allen, did you want to testify today?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. In your material today, you have a memo from the Association of Alaska ARDER, and basically what the memo says is that we have no objection to this change. Our basic concern is just getting the economic development services to our communities and residents so they become economically viable, and that's basically all we have to say. We're here, there's several of us, I believe, online.
Okay.
If you have any questions.
Well, could you identify yourself for the record, please?
Yes, Donna Fulman. I'm the Executive Director of Copper Valley Economic Development Council and the President of the ARDER Association.
Okay, were there any questions for Donna? Okay, great. Is anybody else on teleconference that wanted to testify today? How about here in Juneau? Did anybody else? You can join us, please. Would you identify yourself for the record?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Guy Bell. I'm with the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. I apologize that Commissioner Hensley isn't available. I think he's tied up in a Marketing Alaska meeting, but I know he intended to testify in support of the executive order.
Go ahead, please.
I just offer to answer any questions you might have about the transfer. We support the transfer of the ARDR program to DCRA. That's would strengthen, we think, the rural service component of the ARDR program.
Any questions? Okay, did anybody else here in Juneau want to testify today? Well, with that strong showing of interest, any further business to come before the committee? Okay. I don't imagine we need to make a recommendation. We'd have to take positive action if we wanted to turn down one of these executive orders. I don't see any interest in doing so, so I imagine we'll just let them sit. Unless something were to develop in the future, we've done our duty, huh?
And we did it with class.
Labor and Commerce Committee adjourned.